like it was that summer, you know. But even if we didn't have an AC in here in Northwest Florida, we're still blessed. You know what I mean? We still have so much to be thankful for. But I found this and I was like, man, I remember that. I remember preaching and beads of sweat falling on my little notebook here. You know, but God is so good. We are so past that. And God has an amazing plan for this church. Amen? So I just wanted to share that. Anyways, God is good. All the time. There we go. We're getting it. Okay, everybody, turn with me to John 10. John 10. It's good to be in the house of the Lord together. Amen? Yeah. I want you guys to be praying for Sister Robin this week. We're going to be losing her for a whole month almost. Yeah, I know. I tried to talk her out of it. So I've got to go see my husband business. Yeah. Nah, we love you, Miss Robin. And you know, your baby's got to grow up sometime. We got to grow up sometime. So we will miss you, but Lord willing, we'll see you soon in the future. So John 10 and verse 10. Let's see, what's going on this week? Anything big going on this week? Okay, so we have the big July 4th thing going on where we celebrate our Declaration of Independence against the tyrannical, evil regime of the English-British Empire, you know. But a lot of you might not know this. I didn't know this. But on July 2nd is when we actually made that declaration. July 2nd. It's like, hey, you know what? We're done with this. And it wasn't completely agreed upon. The final draft wasn't agreed upon until the 4th. And then it wasn't signed until like August the 2nd. But that, the coming out and saying, that declaration of my independence, of our independence as a nation, was on the 2nd. Now that's really, really cool, because what we're going to talk about today is us declaring ourselves free from Satan's binding, bondage on our lives this morning. Amen? We're not our own. We're saved people this morning. Lord willing, I mean, we know it's the Lord's will that you're saved, and if you're not saved, you need to get saved today. But as Christian people, you know what? We don't have to be bound by Satan. Amen? Does that make sense this morning? We don't have to do what he says. We don't have to jump when he says jump. You know, before we were saved and when the sin phone rang, yeah, we would answer it, man. But we don't have to answer that phone no more. Amen? Okay. Let's get excited this morning. Everybody get up. If you love me, get up and just start stretching this morning. Do this. Everyone do this. No one loves me yet. No one loves me yet. No one. Bobby Jean loves me. Miss Bonnie loves me. Julie's too cool to do it. All right. Okay. Now listen. I know we worked hard. We worked hard. But listen, man. God is good. That's all you got to know, is that God is good. And we just want to spend a few minutes this morning talking about the goodness of our Lord. Amen. So let's get excited about it. This is the place you want to be. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I know life is hard, man. Raise your hands if you know life's hard. Life's hard. Life's tough. Things don't always work out the way you want them to work out. But God is good. Amen. He's still on the throne. No matter what happens in your life this week, no matter what happened last week, he's still on the throne. Amen. And he still has a plan for you. Amen. He's not going to leave you as an orphan. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. Amen. So get that in your heart. Amen. Let's focus on that right here, right now, that my God is good. Amen. Let me hear everyone say it. My God is good. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, when these founding fathers, when they signed their name on this declaration, have you ever thought about this? Do you understand that? That in a way they were signing their death warrant? You know, if this thing didn't work out, man, they were signing their own literal death warrant to be hunted down and to be massacred for making that stand. You know what I mean? So us as believers, as Christians, when we made that decision, when we signed on the dotted line, hey, I am a Bible-believing Christian. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Guess what? You just became a real and present threat to Satan. Amen. You just got put in his crosshairs. Does that make sense this morning? Okay. So listen, man, we're in a fight, we're in a war, and we have to come to the place where we understand in our hearts and in our minds that the war has already been won. Amen. Satan's not going to pull out a last minute switcheroo on us. You know what I mean? He's not winning. Okay? Man, he understands that, and yes, he's hoping against hope, but see, the best he can do is pull down and destroy as many of us as he can. Amen. But he can't take your salvation. Amen. He can't have that. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? You know, so what he wants to do is he wants to ruin your day, man. He wants to ruin your day. He wants to destroy you. He wants to make you miserable. Amen. Can I get a witness? Okay. Now let's read John 10 and verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Amen. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome. Amen. God is awesome. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Everyone say, I must confess, we are blessed. Yeah. We got to get like that, man. We got to get like that. Because, you know, sometimes, man, Christians, we walk around so grumpy and so miserable. I know sometimes I get like that, man. And we're focusing on the wrong stuff. We're focusing on the wrong stuff. And me, my flesh, man, my natural person, man, I'm a glass half empty type of cat, dude. You know, that's how I am. But when I focus on Jesus, when I yield to that Holy Spirit, man, something changes inside me. Amen? I see, we don't have to be that old person anymore. Amen? Now, Satan hates your guts, and he wants you to be a glass half empty type of person. Amen? Matter of fact, what does it say? It says, the thief, everyone knows who the thief is this morning? Okay. That's Satan. All right, just to be clear on that. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. That's his resume. That's his portfolio. That's what he says. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. This is what I come to town to do, okay? And when I get briefed in the morning by my demons, I got three boxes that I want them checked off of what happened at your house last night. Did you get to steal? Did you get to kill? Did you get to destroy? This is what they're working on in your life, man. Satan hates your guts, man. He does not want you to walk in that victory. Amen. But as blood-bought Christians, amen, we don't have to live under the burden of Satan any longer. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to jump when he says jump. We don't have to get involved in that sin. We don't have to let him destroy us in our minds because of the things that we did in our past. Amen. Or what has been done to us in our past. Amen. Because he wants us to be fearful about the future. Amen. He wants us to be so full of anxious about the future. He wants us drowning in a sea of sorrow from our past and the things that have been done to us. Or whatever he can to destroy you, to break you down, he wants to use that rubbish to mess your day up. Amen. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. But I come, talking about Jesus. Amen. But I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Amen. So give them some praise real fast. Amen. Because that's who we belong to. We belong to the Most High God. We've been saved. We've been set free. Now we need to live like we've been set free. Amen. And this isn't just some future thing off in the great distance, you know, after I pass Jordan, things are going to get good. And we know that. We kind of talked about that for the last couple few weeks, that we have so much to look forward to, so much to get excited about, that when we do take our last breath, things are going to get awesome. They're going to get amazing. And we don't ever want to lose sight of that. Amen. But the Lord God has good things in store for us here and now. Amen. You know, he has peace for me. You know, we got to come to this place where we don't have to have all our problems wrapped up and tied up in a nice little ribbon, you know, for us to have peace. You know, does that make sense this morning? Okay. The Lord wants us to have the joy. He wants us to be excited, amen, no matter what we're going through. And what we have to do, we have to focus on him, man. He's good. He knows what he's doing, amen. He's my loving Father. He's got this under control. He's not going to give me more than I can handle. He's allowed this to come into my life for a reason. Some way, somehow, this is for his glory and for my growth, amen. So I'm focusing on him, and I'm going to praise him in the middle of this storm or whatever this uncertain, whatever's going on. I'm praising him. I'm focusing on him, amen. All right, God is good. All the time. Okay, thank you, Jesus. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. God wants us to enjoy this life here and now. He wants us to have joy. Joy in the fact that we belong to him. Joy in his word. Joy in his presence. You know, there's peace in his presence. Amen. You know, Sister Bonnie sent me this really cool video Sometime yesterday, but I didn't watch it till really late last night. And it was so cool because it was what I was studying on down here. And I was like, man, that is awesome, man. And it's all about, you know, just having that peace in our Lord's presence. Amen. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's like my little girl Gracie, man, she is terrified when a big truck drives down our road. We're in the house, and a truck will drive by down the road, and she will run down that hall and grab a hold of you, and she'll be scared. She'll be scared. Daddy! All God's people say, Daddy! And she does, and she'll grab a hold of me, but you know what? The second I hold her, she wraps her arms around me. She's at peace now. She's at peace. That's what I'm talking about this morning, man. The Lord wants us to have that peace this morning, and He provides that peace. Amen. We just got to begin to focus on Him. Are y'all with me? I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. The Lord wants us to have that abundant life, that full life, that rich life, enjoying His presence. Amen. Enjoying the presence and the fellowship of His people. Amen. That's what I really have grown to really like these work days. You know, I like hanging out with all you guys and working hard, and we're growing in relationship together, and we're being productive. Man, that's something that we should all enjoy. Amen. So we're going to have one next Saturday. I'm playing. But it'd be cool if we did, huh? The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. That is so awesome right there. Underline that in your Bible. He's not only our loving Father, but He is our good shepherd. Amen? What does a good shepherd do? He provides for you. He protects you. He even corrects you. No one likes to be corrected. Correction doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? But when you love your children, you correct them. Amen? You're concerned about what they're going to grow up to be. You don't want to raise a bunch of monsters, right? Hey, the Lord's the same way, man. He doesn't want us to be a bunch of spoiled brats. You know what? He wants us to be a mature bunch of folks. Amen. So our Lord is our good shepherd. He provides for us. He protects us. He leads us. He directs us. And He corrects us. And He comforts us. Amen. That's our Lord right there. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you this morning that we can have joy in the middle of the storm right here, right now. We can have peace. The Lord wants us to enjoy our life. Amen. So grab a hold of this and hold on to it. My Lord is my good shepherd. He's going to take care of me no matter what happens. Amen. 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 The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now that's awesome. That's awesome. Don't ever think that you're not loved. Amen. Kevin, don't ever think that you're not loved. Don't ever think that you're not special to the Lord. Amen. Out of a crowd, He sees you and He says, that's my baby. That's my boy. That's my beloved son. I'm so pleased. Amen. You know what? He's not discouraged or stressed out about the bad decisions we made last year or last month or last night or this morning. You know why? Because He dwells outside of time and He sees where we're going. Amen. He sees the whole package deal and He just loves you. Amen. Just like when you see one of your children, you know, and that love just boils up, man. You're like, that's my kid and I love him. Amen. That's our Lord. He is our good shepherd and He is our loving Father. Amen. Matter of fact, don't ever doubt it, because you can always see how much loved you are, even though you're not ever going to quite understand it or get it. But God Himself laid down His own son life so that we could live. Amen. And give Him some praise. That's a big one. That's a big one. That's kind of what this whole thing's all about right now. Amen. Amen. We don't have to go to hell. Amen. Ain't that swell? All God's people said, ain't that swell? We ain't got to go to hell. All right. Pull it back together. Brother McClure, you're in charge of keeping that side in line. Josh. No, never mind. Give that one to Nathan or Brother Larry or somebody. Isaiah 40. Now look at this, man. Our Lord is our good shepherd. Amen. Now, I want us to really kind of get a better grip on that and understand that and let it be kind of personal this morning. Amen. That he is our good Father. He is our good shepherd. So let's look at this verse together. And this is one of my faves. This is one of my faves when we're talking about the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. It's just beautiful. Isaiah 40 and verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. All right, let's go home. God is good. Isn't that beautiful? No, I mean, that's okay. That's nice. Okay, but we've already kind of taken care of that. The Lord's our shepherd. He tends his flock like a shepherd. Now, this is where it gets good, Julie, right here. This is, oh, my pen's falling apart. He gathers the lambs in his arms. Isn't that beautiful? He gathers the lambs in his arms. Now picture that little baby. Picture little Gracie running down the hall, and she's terrified. Picture little Viv, Julie. Picture the little babies. Okay, they're terrified. They're scared. Like when the lightning storm comes, and they come and get in the bed with you, whatever. Gracie running down the hall. The Lord grabs a hold of you, and he comforts you. He gives you that peace. Amen. Just picture that picture right now of Jesus holding that precious little lamb close to his breast. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He gathers the lambs. That's plural. No one's getting left behind. You see what I'm saying? He gathers the lambs in his arms. He loves you all. It doesn't matter if you think, well, I don't fit in. Nobody in that church ever talks to me. I'm going to start going to the friendly, happy, fun church down the way where I'm going to feel appreciated. Well, you know what? They probably ain't going to like you there either. No, I'm playing. That one I'm getting in trouble for, there's no doubt. But you know I was just playing. So everybody be cool. Okay, now hear me out, man. The Lord loves you. Amen. And the Lord has a sense of humor. Well, remember that. The Lord has a sense of humor. Rick, what does that mean? What does that mean when the preacher says that? It means the preacher done bit off more than he can chew. It means the preacher done almost got in trouble. Okay. The Lord has a sense of humor. Okay. Now check it out. What are we talking about? That's why you don't do that, by the way. Because you lose your train of thought. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Okay, so it's everybody, all of his children. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you behind. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Amen. It doesn't matter how unique your situation is. You're not getting left behind. Amen. If you ever thought you were that person that doesn't fit in or whatever, you're going to be the last one picked. Not with Jesus, not with the Lord. Amen. He knows what your needs are. He cares about you. He's going to pick you up. He's going to hold you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to give you peace. He wants you to enjoy this life in the here, in the now, no matter what's going on. Amen. We just got to keep our focus on him. Can I get a witness? Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next slide. God is good. All the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so John 8 and verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." Okay. We're Christians. The Lord God came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? We don't have to be bound by sin anymore. Amen? Now, this verse is not saying that if you sin, you're a slave to sin. If you have, let me try and explain it like this. If you have that pattern in your life of sinful behavior and it's not being broken, then guess what? You're a slave to that sin. Amen? Does that make sense? If you have a sinful stronghold in your life, amen, okay, you're a slave to that, and you may have A+ on all kinds of other stuff, but if that sin phone rings and it's pornography, and you're like, oh, I gotta go, it's pornography, oh, I'll get up with you in a minute, you see what I'm saying this morning? If you're bound by something, okay, then you're bound by something, but this verse is not saying, hey, if you drop the ball, okay, if you sin this morning, that doesn't mean you're a slave to sin because we all fall short, amen? We all make mistakes. We all blow it. Can I get a witness? Yeah. But see, as Christians, we don't have to be bound by that stuff anymore, amen? We got to decide and be determined. You know what? I'm not my own. I belong to the Most High God, and I'm not going to give into this. And you may drop the ball here and there, amen, but increasingly so, we need to be in that place where it's more of God and less of myself, amen? Y'all with me? Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." So we're all about breaking those bonds this morning. Amen. We don't have to be in that bondage anymore. Y'all with me? Amen. We don't have to be a slave to Satan. We don't belong to him. He doesn't need to have that kind of authority or that power in our life. Amen. Okay, 35. The slave does not remain in the house forever. Okay, so listen. Going back, if you are completely content and cool with the fact that, hey, I've got this unbroken sinful pattern in my life, man, and I don't have a problem with it, amen, then you know what? You need to have a problem with it. I need to have a problem with it. I don't need to have a problem with your sin. I need to have a problem with my sin. Amen. We gotta stop being plank-eyed Christians, amen, and looking at what everybody else does and analyzing them, you know what I mean? But looking at ourselves, you know what I mean? This is what's going on in my life. I'm the one that's standing in the need of prayer. I'm the one that needs to get right with my Lord. I'm the one that needs to move all this rubbish out of the way, amen, so I can get that relationship and be in that place where the Lord wants me. Amen. Not saying we don't pray for our brothers and sisters. Not saying we're not there for them. Amen. But we need to get our focus back on ourselves. Amen. And look at our own lives. Amen. Because we can be awful condemning and awful judging and to our brothers and sisters, but also to the world. Amen. When the world doesn't belong to the Lord, the Lord's just serving their master. They're just doing what they do. Amen. But we are called to do what we're supposed to do. Amen. Can I get a witness? The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. See, that's you. That's me. We're children of the Most High God. Amen? We're not slaves. Amen? Now, we need to live our life in total obedience to the Lord and strive to be that way. Amen? But we're not the slaves anymore. Amen? We're not slaves to sin. Y'all with me? We're not. We don't have to be that no more. We are children of the Most High God. We're royalty. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm rich, man. My dad's rich. I'm royalty. That's us. But see, I don't live like I'm royalty. I don't live like I belong to the Lord a lot of the time. You know, I can be that glass half empty type of dude. You know? I can be very discouraged about a lot of the things I did in my past. I can get real mean and grumpy when I think about where I think people have done me wrong in the past. You know what I mean? And that stuff can ruin you. But you know what? When Satan's checking that list off, okay, when you were at the Rot House, did you steal? Did you kill? Did you destroy? Okay. How is all this rubbish with Mr. Rot? How is this affecting his relationship with his wife? Is that going good? There's a lot of stress, a lot of getting some wedges up in there. Okay, how about his kids? You know, he's being mean to his kids. He's breaking stuff. Paul breaking stuff, a lot of stuff. That's what Satan wants to do, man. He doesn't want to just destroy you. He wants to destroy everything around you. He wants you to go out from there. Amen. He hates your guts, man. Okay, he comes to just, that's his business, man. You know what I mean? Okay, what's going on? What are we talking about? Okay, the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. See, we got to live like we belong to the Lord. Amen. We have an awesome inheritance waiting for us. Amen. We are sealed with his promise. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're not owned. We've been bought at a price. You are blessed. Everyone say, I'm blessed this morning. Amen. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Everyone got it now? Everyone got it? Look on the monitor. So if the Son sets you free, you are. I'm about to throw something if y'all don't repeat me. One, two, three. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. That is the last warning you're getting before we start over. God is good. Okay. All the time. All right, there we go. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. We can be free from the guilt of our sins of the past. We can be free of that. The Son can set us free. Amen. We can be set free from the control of sin in our lives now. We don't have to give into that rubbish. You know what I mean? If the Son sets you free, you are really, really free. Amen. He paid the price. You hear what I'm saying? He paid for it. Amen. He paid for your peace. He paid for your salvation. He paid for your physical healing. There's so many blessings that we get because we belong to him. Amen. But we're not living in that place. We're not living in that place that he wants us to be, where we can be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That makes sense? He paid for some. Okay. Check this out. I'm trying to do this right. You know, I'm always thinking about you guys and how can I make the point, the good point, the powerful point, the PowerPoint, pure energy. I'm trying to make these points, man, and I'm thinking, well, how can I make this point? And, well, okay, 2015, me and Rachel Jeannie, we took the kids to Family Dollar. No. Disney World. A little bit of difference there. We took them, well, I'll be honest with you. We took them to the little carousel and the little game section of Family Dollar, and we told them this was Disney World. And to this day, they think that Disney World was this big letdown, but they think that we really took them there. So we got a lot of cool points when they went to school and said, we went to Disney World. No, okay, that's a fabrication. But what we did do is we worked hard, and we thought that Paul Jr., that was going to be our last summer with Paul Jr. So in the spring of 2015, we went down to Disney World, and we had us a good old time. Now, Rachel thought ahead, and she was bright, and she was smart. She did the thing where everything was taken care of in advance, you know, where all the meals were taken care of. Did you know about this? Have you guys done this? Yeah, you know, if you want to do it, you should do it. Save up your money. It's a good deal, whatever. Everything's paid for in advance. The room you're going to stay at, your meals, and you get this little bracelet, you know, and you just scan it. Oh, you want to use it? You go, and you get all this food. And so I'm this naturally, the flesh man, Paul Roth, is this glass half empty type of dude, man. So I'm thinking, this is crazy. I don't want to do this. I couldn't hardly keep up with Paul Jr. when it was just me and him and Rachel the last time we went down there. I couldn't imagine taking all my kids and trying to keep up with them and all this craziness and how we're going to feed them and everything. And Rachel's like, no. It's already paid for. The food's already paid for. You just do the scan the thing and you're going to get your food. And so I'm like, oh, great. That's awesome. You're such a wonderful wife. I didn't say that at all. I was thinking, well, the portions are going to be ridiculously small, you know, and it's going to be horrible, and we already paid all this money to have everything paid for, and I'm still going to have to spend $50 at least to make sure they're full every time, you know. So I'm just this negative dude. Negative Nelly. Negative Nelly, that's what I was going to say. Well, anyways, we get down there. The portions are amazing. It's delicious food. It's nice. We have a good time. It's the best day. You know, we did lunch in China. We ate dinner in Japan. We had to be really good in China because, you know, it's communist. So I had to be really careful. And it was wild. You know what I'm talking about? The whole world. You know, you go around the whole world. It's a small world after all. And it was pretty rowdy in Germany. Not because they were trying to take over the world, but everyone was drinking in the beer gardens. But that's another story. But anyways, it was awesome. It was great. It was all paid for. Okay, I'm going to try and tie this up together. I kind of got a little sidetracked. Look, man, the Lord has paid for us to live so much better than how we're living. You know what I mean? It's so much better than we can even imagine. We don't have to be bound by this stuff. We don't have to pull this stuff around. You know what I mean? We've been set free. We just got to want it. We just have to reach for it and take it. You know what I mean? What if we forgot about the fact that all that food was paid for? What if we forgot the whole reason that we had these little bracelets on, that they scan them and we get all the free food, and we go there and we're broke because it cost all this money to get in there, and we're all sharing like one little small French fry between this humongous family? That'd be horrible. That'd be miserable. Amen. And that's a stupid little way of putting it, but that's how we're living our lives a lot of the time. You know what I mean? We're settling for so much less. You know what I mean? We're straddling the fence. We're bound by guilt from the past when the Lord said, man, you know what, man? You're forgiven of that. Stop living in that mess. You know what? Give them some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you. And we praise you, Lord. You are worthy of our praise. Give them some praise, man. Give them some praise. You know you're blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We love you. Tell them you love them. Amen. Thank you, Father God, that we are going to be this people, this group of folks, Lord, that is on fire for you, Lord. That we today declare our independence from Satan's bondage over our life, Lord. That we know in our hearts that we belong to you and that you're a good God and you won't keep any good thing from us, Lord God. that we won't go back and forth. We won't be straddling the fence. We won't be in bondage over the cares of the world or what Satan tries to burden us with. We won't give into that temptation any longer because we are focusing on you. We are in love with you. We know that you're a good, good Father and the great Shepherd, and you got a great plan for us, Lord. Thank you for your anointing in our houses and in our hearts, Lord God. Thank you that we are just stirred up and we are refreshed, Lord, and we're not going to lose this peace. We're not going to lose this joy come Sunday afternoon. We're not going to lose this peace. We're not going to lose this joy come Tuesday afternoon, Lord. But we're going to be fired up and we're going to be focused on you. We're going to keep our focus on you. And we can have that joy, Lord God. We can have that joy in the middle of the storm because we know that you have our best interests at heart and you're going to work everything out. We love you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hey, I want to talk to you guys about something. Every year in Santa Rosa County, the emergency room is full on the 4th of July due to fire. No, I'm playing. But I do want to talk to you guys about something. I can't. Oh, the Summer Bash. Listen, it's going to be on the 16th, directly after the morning service. We're going to have the bounce house. We're going to have a big, humongous water slide. The kids are going to have a blast. Make sure the kids come dressed in something that they can swim in, but also something appropriate for them to be hanging around a church in. And we're going to need everybody to bring food because all of us big people are going to feast while they're having fun on the water slide. And if you know, if you want to sign a waiver and get on the water slide yourself, that's totally cool. You know, if you want to do that. But anyways, we got that coming up. That's going to be on the 16th, so think about what you want to bring so we can all have a feast. Please pray for our nation. You know, we are extremely blessed to live in this place. But pray for our president every single day and pray for our nation. Now, I want to put this care package together for Brother Dustin's brother, who is currently serving overseas in the U.S. Marines, I believe. If you ever served in the military, I hear that these care packages are a wonderful blessing. So this young man's out there serving, fighting for us. Think about what you want to bring for this guy. Let's get something worked up together in about a month so it can really bless his socks off. Amen. And you guys that have served in the military, write him a quick little note. There's the information in here. Write him a letter. Say, hey, man, I'm praying for you. Give him some advice. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. I'll see you Monday at 1:30, Whataburger, for men's Bible study, 7 p.m. Wednesday, for everything else. God bless. Donnie, hey, take us home.
Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father, God's brought forth. Father, we pray for those that will not be able to be here today, Father God. And we just know you're still the healer, Father God. And we give you all the praise, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the freedom that we have to worship you. And never forget those that died so we can have that freedom. Give us peace this week. In Jesus' name, amen.